This episode of Travel Today with Peter Greenberg is brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio information and entertainment. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Sign up today at www.audiblepodcast.com/travel today to get a free audiobook and 30-day trial. Joining me now, everybody has not one title; they have many titles in this neck of the woods. And my next guest, Susan Jones, is a city councilwoman from Healdsburg, but also the former chief of police.
That's correct.
I mean, why wouldn't you stay as chief of? I love that idea.
Yeah, I loved it too, and I really enjoyed the job. It was probably my favorite one.
What was the biggest crime issue in Healdsburg? Wine theft?
Bad wine. mostly thefts.
Yeah.
Mostly thefts.
Yeah. But I mean, how long did you do that?
I did it for just about 9 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now you're on the city council.
Now I'm on the city council.
When people come to California, and Sonoma County being in one in particular, I mean, there's a certain preconception, a certain stereotypical image of, oh, it's just wine country, or it's farming country, or it's this, it's that. Would you describe Sonoma County for me?
It's fabulous. I came from the East Bay, Concord, and it's a big city, concrete all over the place. And you come out here to Sonoma County, and you see the redwoods and the vineyards and the farming and the cows, the dairy. And it's a slower way of life. And I know that because when I lived in Healdsburg the first 6 months, I couldn't believe that people actually drove 25 miles per hour. Because in a big city, they don't.
And that was fast.
That was fast.
Yeah.
I had to slow down.
So wait a second. So basically what you're telling me is you weren't writing a lot of speeding tickets.
No, we don't write a lot of speeding tickets.
Yeah.
People drive slower.
Yeah.
And they actually, you come to a four-way stop,
and
everyone
stops.
Waves each other on. Like, no, you go. You go ahead.
But this is also a community and a county that is, I mean, it's a community.
It is a community.
And everybody sort of either knows everybody or respects them.
That's true. It's a sense of pride. If you say you're from Sonoma County, it's just the sense of pride about it.
Speaking of pride, are they open? I mean, you actually set a record, didn't you, in terms of being openly gay?
That's a nice transition. Yeah.
I heard the word pride. I went for it, baby. Right?
Yeah.
But you did, right?
I did. Yes.
I mean, and in a community that wasn't going to go nuts about it.
Not at all. They didn't go nuts at all. And I was just, in fact, when I got the job, I had called the city manager back.
You're talking about the police chief job.
The police chief's job,
yeah.
When he hired me, because I was afraid I would come here and it wouldn't be cool because, Northern California, you hear some stories about it being a little more conservative. And I said, please run it by the council because I don't want to come up here and then 6 months later get ridden out on a rail.
So you came in determined to have full disclosure.
Absolutely.
And the response was, yeah, come on in.
Come on.
That was refreshing.
It was. We even got married in Sonoma County, my partner and I.
When, for that one little brief window.
That little tiny window, 2008.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I had to laugh because, you know, everybody knew, right? Everybody knew that when that window opened, do not stop, do not pass, go,
right.
Run.
Run.
Right?
Run, yeah.
Wow. And look at all the different court cases that are coming out now where certain states, I mean, states can't get their acts together. I mean, some
That's
are,
true. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like the old days, you know, it was a federal crime to cross state lines, right? But guess what? People are crossing state lines now because they're going where they're going to be accepted.
Exactly. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Other than describing it as open, welcoming, accommodating, mm-hmm. right? Respectful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm now going to ask you to put your police chief's hat back on for a second.
Okay.
What are the problems?
Problems we do have, I think, a large number of low-income people, and a lot of them are fine vineyard workers and people who work out in the farms. They're not making enough money to survive, you know, and have benefits and things like that. But we're also seeing, like I know in our community in the Healdsburg area, we have Alliance Medical Center, which is geared for those people, low income, who can't afford medical services.
So the community has stepped up to the plate at least?
Yeah, and a lot of the vineyard owners are putting in their own housing for their workers.
They should.
And they're really taking care of them.
But they should.
They should, yeah. And it's great to see it happen.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. We talk about responsible tourism, but that's responsible business.
Right.
Right?
It is.
Because many of these families aren't just the typical traditional migrant workers, right, because they're coming here all the time.
Right. A lot of them live here all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
But in terms of actual, you want to talk about crime, it's mostly crimes of opportunity. We do have some gang-related crime. I think that's in every community.
You have wine gangs.
Wine gangs, yes. White versus red. And those that can't decide, it's rosé.
Yeah, the Crips and the Chardonnays. Yeah. No, I shouldn't go there. Okay. What's the one thing, we're running out of time here, but what's the one thing that surprises most of your friends when they come here?
The beauty. Honestly, the beauty. Especially this time of year, the leaves actually change like they do back east. And you do see colors. And I've had my friends from back east, I've had friends from Southern Cal come up here. It's just, they just feel like they can breathe.
And now time we have to breathe for a break. Susan Jones, thank you so much for joining us from the City Council of Healdsburg. That music means we're out of time for this hour. Stick around. When we come back, we're answering your emails when we return to Sonoma County, and Peter Greenberg Worldwide returns right after this.